Welcome back to another episode of the Hands-On Business Podcast, the place you come to get tips, tricks, and advice on growing your business. If this is the first time you've been here, firstly, where have you been? Secondly, you're in great hands, so don't worry about it. You know, this is a podcast where you can hear real business leaders discussing systems and methodologies that they have used to help them catapult growth in their business. Now, the format of the podcast is normally an interview podcast so that I'm actually interviewing those said business leaders. But every so often, I do a short, what I call business bite session, which is effectively me talking about a specific topic, basically with me. So it's really me musing on a specific business area. Now, my name is Hakeem Adebiyi, and I have been growing and developing businesses for over 25 years. So today is one of those business bite sessions, and I'm going to talk about the sales acceleration formula. Now, this has been a labor of love for mine, or a labor of love of mine, for quite a long time, as it's a process I have used to grow many SMEs very successfully. To be fair, I only codified it and decided on a name, i.e. the sales acceleration formula, a couple of years ago, at which point I decided to write a book on it and then develop a software to help people implement what I'm going to talk to you about. The process will help you do exactly what it says on the tin. It will help you accelerate your sales. So what I decided to do in this podcast is not just to tell you about the process, but to give you a case study of that specific process in action. Now, the case study is within a healthcare setting. It's a healthcare company which I helped kickstart and actually move them from stagnant growth, which they had stagnant growth, i.e. they weren't growing for about the previous 5 years. Then I went in and I helped them deliver double-digit growth within a year and then created a sustained year-on-year growth environment even during the COVID pandemic. So during the podcast, there's going to be a couple of tools which I mentioned, such as the account segmenter chart and decision influencer matrix. But don't worry, you'll get those for free, and all you need to do is either, I will put the link into the podcast description, or you can just hit me up enough to message me and say that you need those tools. So no worries, everything I talk about in this podcast is completely free. You can get it if you need it. Hopefully you will find this podcast really, really useful, and I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback. Thanks very much for joining me today on this case study, where I'm going to introduce you to the sales acceleration formula and show you how I use this to deliver double-digit growth in a healthcare company within 1 year. Not because I'm brilliant, but because I'm methodical. And you can do exactly the same in your business if you follow this simple five-step formula. Now, the best thing is that at the end of the case study, what I'm going to do is show you how you and your sales team can automate this to get consistency and significantly improved results. So the sales acceleration formula is a very simple sales growth process. And as it says there, it's as simple as adapting the way you work. And that works on two levels, really. Number one, if what you were doing was giving you the results you wanted, then there'd be no need to change what you're doing. So number one, you need to adapt the way you're thinking and the way you're working to get success. And then number two, it gives me a very simple five-step mnemonic, which spells out adapt for the sales acceleration formula. So let's move on to the first step, which is the A. And that's around giving yourself a chance at the outset by picking the right account. So when I'm talking about accounts, it may well be accounts, it may well be customers, whatever you call your clients in your business is when I'm talking about accounts. And what we do is draw out four box matrices, very simple. So up the vertical axis, you have attractiveness. Across the horizontal axis, you've got probability. And that then gives you, as I said, a four box matrix where you've got priority one, which are obviously your first accounts you're going to work with, and priority two, etc. Now, the whole point of doing this is to ensure that you know that when you're working in the accounts, that you're going to get the best return on the time and the work invested. So that's why we've split it off like that. So attractiveness is whatever you utilize to measure the potential and the attractiveness of those clients or accounts in your business, because that obviously changes dependent on the organization. So there might be five or six parameters, and you then need to use those five or six parameters to give you a figure for attractiveness. Then in terms of probability, the probability is, as it says, the likelihood that they will want to work with you. So Like, have they got the budget? Do they like you? Have they worked with you before? Have they used your products before, etc.? Once you've got those two parameters, i.e. probability and attractiveness, then you can then plot your accounts, your clients in this grid. Obviously, priority one is that you've got high attractiveness and high probability. And then I think the others are self-explanatory. The only one that I think I'll mention as well is priority four, because priority four is saying that it's not attractive for you, so there's no potential there, and it's a very low probability. So the question would be, why on earth would you work there? And this is where, you know, I talk about adapting the way you think, because lots of salespeople and lots of sales organizations will still go there because the belief is we can always get some sales out of anywhere. And my argument, and the argument that's been proven over time, is there's no point wasting your time there. Focus where the business is. So that's the first step, is making sure you're going to the right places. Number two is going to see the right people who are going to affect the decisions that are required for you to get your product or service into those accounts, and then ensuring that you're working with them on affecting the right decisions. So just to give you an example, if you are trying to deliver a project or you're trying to deliver a sale, then let's say describe the sale as going from A to Z. Then in our experience, there are several decisions that are made by the client or the account on that journey. So there'll be a decision to get from A to B, there'll be another decision that gets you from B to C, and another decision that gets you from C to D, etc. And what we do is break down those decisions, because not always are those decisions made by the same people. So we need to understand those decisions very clearly. You then build up a decision-making map for each one of those decisions, so you can then work with it very quickly. You understand who's involved, and then you can make some very rapid progress. So this is a decision influencer map. And remember, you do one of these maps for every single decision. So getting from A to B, B to C, etc. So say up on the vertical line, that shows you your level of influence. Across the top, then that shows you the way in which those people make their decisions. Are they a user? Do they make it on technical grounds? Do they make it on economic grounds? Then you then obviously identify the people within that decision-making unit. You plot them in here, and you then would understand exactly how they make their decision and what their level of influence is. The arrows in this are showing you the direction of influence, and the different color coding is dependent upon whether they're very positive to your proposition and your organization, or they're negative to it. So that then allows you to get a lot of information in there and then build up a very specific plan of action for every single decision that is required to get you to your end goal. This fundamentally and very rapidly accelerates what you're doing. Once you've done that, the next stage, what keeps them awake at night? What are the things that they're generally being measured upon? What's in their appraisal? We need to understand that, and we really need to focus down to that individual decision maker and what their objectives are. Because once you understand that and you can get into their mind, it allows you to understand that if you can get your proposition, whether that's a product or a service, to help them deliver what they are tasked to do and what is keeping them awake at night, you will again further accelerate your sales cycle. And there's lots of stuff we could go in here, but that's just really, we're just touching on them. We then move on to the P, which is to present. And as we always say, the old adage is, you only get one chance to make a first impression. So you need to make sure that you can do this in the correct way. And that's why the first three steps are important, because if you've done those first three steps and you've prepared correctly, when you sit in front of that customer, when you sit there and you want to present your solution and your proposition, you understand you're in the right place. You understand who the decision makers are and how they relate to one another, and you understand what their objectives are. Therefore, you can present the correct solutions. Now, obviously, this requires people to have the right skills, and you want to make sure that you have salespeople with the right skills, but it's about giving them a process and then training them to make sure they're going through those right steps to deliver on that particular presentation. We then move on to the last section. And again, it's related to the skills that you have within the team, and all of these things are trainable. Then it's about tackling and managing objections to provide the right answers to ensure that you overcome those objections. So that's really the sales acceleration formula in a nutshell. Now that you can see how it works, I think it's important to then start looking at how do we implement this in a real life situation to ensure that we accelerate the sales. So this is a real life case study. It's with a company, a healthcare company called Vernacare. And I'm going to talk you through how the sales acceleration formula allowed me to deliver double-digit sales growth within a year. Actually, in reality, it was less than a year because I started 4 months into that financial year. So just keep that in mind. So I could have used any number of examples in this case study. I could have used an example of when we helped a business launch a product and get 60% market share within the first 12 months. I could talk about, you know, 5Xing people's profits, 10Xing people's revenues, and using this methodology. But what we've specifically chosen to do in this case study is focus on healthcare business, because healthcare businesses, in terms of medical sales or healthcare sales, tend to be very, very complex buying cycle with lots of people involved in the decision-making process, and traditionally very hard to kickstart growth in those sorts of businesses. So that's why I've taken this as a specific example, because it really shows that if you can do it in this kind of business, you can do it in any other type of business as well. Also, one of the things that I've done in this case study is I've ensured that the case study of showing the growth is specifically around the product and services that I came into the business with. So I've not looked at growth in any other area outside of that. I've not looked at, you know, how we developed a portfolio around those products, because what I wanted to do is really look at purely the product I was given at the time and how were they, those products then performing, you know, a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, etc. So without any further ado, let's get into the case study. So just to put a bit of context, I was brought in to look after the international sales division. I was brought in as a consultant on 2 days a week. In the time between 2010 and 2014, there was 0% growth, and therefore I was brought in to try and kickstart that growth. So in 2014, when I started working with them, as I said, 4 months into that year, they were delivering £5.5 million worth of annual sales. So I did exactly what I've just explained to you. I looked at that four-box matrix. I took their markets and I targeted 9 key markets. So I looked at the attractiveness and the probability. I plotted them on there, and then that's the markets that I started to go after. So already I'd narrowed down at what I needed to do in terms of my scope. I then started to try and understand the sales process. So I started looking at the decision makers, the decision making unit, what decisions need to be made before I can get into those markets and actually give them a compelling proposition. I also identified a UK experienced salesperson who was actually the salesperson of the year, because they understood the sales process. So I picked their brains to better understand that D, the decision-making unit. And then I utilized the experience of that salesperson also to start to be introduced to customers, to understand their customer intent, i.e. the awake part of the ADAPT formula. And it was only when I'd done those first three things, the A, the D, and the A, that I started looking at delivery plans for those markets and looking at, well, what am I going to present? How am I going to present it? And what are the objections, and how do I tackle those objections? So really quite simple, just following the process, which I know works because I've been using it for over 20 years. So what was the result? 2015, so 8 months later, we had delivered £6.2 million worth of growth. So that's about 13 to 14% growth. Bearing in mind, prior to that, we had absolutely flat sales year on year for the previous 4 years. So then, obviously, you start moving into additional things that you're doing. And remember what we said about skill base of the individuals is key. So we start to headhunt staff to make sure that we got the right staff who would follow the process. Because I'm sure you all know, you may well have great staff, but if not following the process, you're not going to deliver the results. Then we start to refine the messaging and the marketing based on our understanding of the sales process and the customer intent. Then I introduced the Sales Academy, which is basically training the salespeople, both from the organization, i.e. Vernacare, and also distributors in other markets, the people who are selling on our behalf, in the sales acceleration formula. It's okay for me to know how to do it, but then you then start to need to impart that information to other people so that everybody's doing the same thing. And then we had three business development managers working in this methodology. And then at the end of the year and all the way through the year, you're always analyzing, reviewing and acting. So I'm looking at that model all the time. What can I tweak? What can I change? Not just resting on your laurels because you've been successful, but always looking at each one of those steps and how you can improve and supercharge your sales. So what happened? 2017, go to 8.8 million, again, double-digit growth. And then we start to build up more because we've now got a growth engine. We now are very clear on what's working, what's not working, because you're refining as you go along. We're increasing the size of the team. We're getting some in-house account managers, which are based in head office. And then you're refining the marketing again. We started then looking at moving into new markets using exactly the same methodology. But as I said, always analyzing what's changed. Are the markets still the same? Do we need to look at different decision makers? Do we need different decision making units, etc.? What's the customer intent? So you're always analyzing, reviewing and acting. 2019, because you've now got a growth engine, the sales start to accelerate even further. 13.8 million. So bearing in mind that in 2014, we're on 5.5. By this point, we've more than doubled, almost tripled the sales based on the sales acceleration formula. And remember, in the previous 4 years, we had 0% growth. So then you start introducing new products because you understand the market better. You start looking at further new markets. And again, and I had to make no apologies for repeating this, you then analyze and reusing and acting by looking at that adapt formula. 2020. Now, everybody knows what's happened in 2020. It was the year of the coronavirus. And we really accelerated sales because you got a pandemic. And because I'm reviewing and analyzing and acting and you're looking at the adapt, then obviously the target markets start to change. Because markets where coronavirus has taken off, such as Mexico, such as other areas of Latin America, such as Japan to an extent, such as the US, such as the UK, then obviously what was appropriate in the previous 4 years has changed. This is what we could describe as a compelling event. And Wernicare is a healthcare company. So you then have to review what's going on. The processes and the probability also changed. So you can't just use what you were using 2 or 3 years ago, even a year ago. You have to continually be reviewing and acting and adapting. That's why it's so key. So what you can see there, this is quite a whistle-stop tour. We can go through lots more, but that's just basically showing how I used the sales acceleration formula from 2014 to 2020 to go from 5.5 million to 18.7 million in 6 years. So quite significant sales growth, but you could see year on year, it was building because I'm using the sales acceleration formula. So I'm hoping that gives you an indication of how you can use the formula to really drive the sales quite quickly. So in summary, this is the sales acceleration formula. And to break it down to the simplest terms, the first three, i.e. the accounts, the decisions, and what keeps you awake at night, is all about preparation. And that is one of the fundamental aims of this formula, is to get people to prepare before they move into really spending lots of time with customers in terms of presenting and working on objections. And if you do that, it might take you a bit longer than it would normally take, but it accelerates the sales, as we've demonstrated. So in short, it's about targeting the right places. It's about understanding the process and the people who are involved in the result that you're trying to achieve and accelerating that result by going to the right places to see the right people with the right messaging. Then it's about getting the right staff and ensuring that you can develop them to do the right things. Now, hopefully you found the case study useful and you found the adapt methodology useful, and you can see how simple the formula is. And all you need to do is get your sales team to implement it in the way I've described to ensure you get the same results. Now, at the beginning of the video, I said I'd help you automate this process. Well, I'm delighted to say that we've developed the Sales Accelerator tool to help you and your sales team do all of the heavy lifting. What it does is guides them through the process to create an effective, implementable account plan using the Sales Acceleration formula. Now, you can get all of your salespeople to follow the right process and deliver consistent results. I'm delighted with the tool. and I know you'll be too. So just drop your details in the box below this video and let's arrange a strategy call to see how we can use the Sales Accelerator tool and the Sales Acceleration Formula to ensure that you can deliver on your objectives. I know that you won't be disappointed. So there you have it, a simple and easy process to accelerate your sales. There's been many years in the making, and all you have to do, as I said, is adapt your process. It's proven, it's accessible, it's reproducible, and it means that you can get all your teams working in the same productive way. Now, I'm also very proud that you now even have an online platform to guide you through that process. So if you want to improve margins, identify key influencers, and ultimately accelerate your sales, then follow this process. Remember, if you need any of the tools that I mentioned in the podcast, or if you want a demo of the Sales Accelerator software, please just shoot me a message. And don't forget to check out the show notes at www.thesalesaccelerationformula.com. And please subscribe, give us a review. As they say, feedback is the breakfast of champions, and every piece of feedback is a gift, as it allows us to keep improving and giving you more of what you want. Thank you very much for listening. Keep listening and keep growing.